Good morning and welcome to chapel. This morning we begin our worship with the responsive reading of selected verses of Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written in St. Matthew chapter 4, beginning at the 8th verse. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, I will give you all of these things if you will bow down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and just then angels came and served him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. We pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us through them. Strengthen our faith in Jesus, our great champion, who has defeated sin, death, and the devil for us, and graciously shares his victory with us. Strengthen us by that same Spirit to resist temptation and to follow you. Bless us then, sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus the Christ, the lover of our bodies and souls, dear fellow redeemed. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. I don't know about you, but the temptation of Jesus is really something that I've struggled with. I've struggled to wrap my mind around how Jesus was tempted just as we are. The last time I preached in chapel, the text was James 1, and in that text it says God is not tempted and doesn't tempt anyone. Well, Jesus is God. How can he be tempted? Yet as I referenced already, Hebrews tells us he was tempted just as we are. Matthew and Luke, on top of that, tell us that after his baptism, Jesus was full of the Spirit and he went out into the wilderness to be tempted. So how can Jesus, the Son of God, be truly tempted as we are? I think one possible solution that I have come up with at times, and maybe you have too, others, is to somehow view Jesus' temptation as great, but not as great as ours. Yeah, he's God and man, so he was tempted, but he's God, so he couldn't sin. Therefore, he couldn't fail like you and I do. And his temptation must be less than ours. But we need to remember what we call the humiliation of Jesus. Jesus is at the same time both true God and true man. He has two natures, a divine and a human nature. And in his period of humiliation, he did not make full use of his divine attributes. Jesus went out into the wilderness after his baptism to fight Satan, not as God, but as man, as your and my representative, so that he could be tempted in every way just as we are. And so, what is the temptation of our text? We're told that Satan took Jesus to a high mountain and Luke says, in an instant, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. Satan held before Jesus, you might say, the entire world, all the people in it, all the riches in it, and said, all this I will give you if you'll just once bow down and worship me. So what was the real temptation that Jesus faced? He came to win the whole world for God. And so in a sense, Satan is holding out in front of Jesus the very goal of his life, to rule the world for God. But as Satan so often does, he tempted Jesus with an easy path. Just bow down and worship me. You don't have to go through that painful cross. You don't have to do the difficult things in the path that God has laid before you. Just bow down and worship me, and I'll give it all to you. So Jesus was tempted with forgoing the cross and taking the easy route. That's probably a temptation that that Satan comes at you with. How often aren't we faced with a moral decision, and instead of doing what is right, we do what is easy? We avoid pain, right? So we've done something wrong. Maybe no one can really prove it. And so when we're confronted, the easy path is lie. Avoid the pain. That relationship is going to be strained. They're going to be angry at me. So I'll lie and take the easy path. Think about the temptation that you as students face to cheat. You got the test. You're preparing for the test. You work out a way that you can cheat. It'd be embarrassing if you failed. I have to work too hard to be able to pass it on my own. I'll take the easy route. I think another example of this is gambling, where God can just provide instantaneously all these riches and I don't have to work for it. We are tempted and we so easily fall prey to taking the easy path instead of doing what we know is right. Jesus resisted that temptation. When Satan held the glory of the world before him, and Jesus also considered the cross that God was holding before him, he chose the cross. His love for God motivated him to stay on the path that God had set for him. But it's not just about his love for God. It's about his love for you. We might frame this story in the Bible as an epic battle. But I'm going to suggest to you it's really a love story. And you're at the center of it. Jesus knew that if he let go of the cross and forsook that path, you would never be his. You would be Satan's forever. And so love for God and love for you caused him to take that road to the cross. And he knew what it would cost. Jesus wasn't ignorant of what that road meant for him. But his love for you, his desire to hold on to you and do what is right, regardless of the cost, caused him to take the guilt of your sins, caused him to face God's anger of all the times you've so easily given in to Satan's traps. Caused him to suffer and die on the cross so that now your sins are forgiven. Your sins are taken away and separated from you. Jesus here called Satan, the adversary. But in other places of the Bible, he's called the accuser. And Jesus defeated Satan, defeated all of those accusations against you by forgiving your sins and paying the price. So you are forgiven. No matter how easily or how often you fall prey to Satan, love has overcome Satan. Jesus' love for you. May God pour out his Spirit on you and strengthen you in your fight. Yes, it's a fight. And though we often fall, may Jesus continually come to us and pick us up, brush us off, wash us clean, and set us once again on the path to heaven. God grant it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Heavenly Father, we humbly approach your throne of grace, knowing that we are weak and fragile in our faith. We are short-sighted and often do not see the tricks that Satan is playing on us. And sometimes we just like the temptations he presents. But we pray that you would forgive us for Jesus' sake. Pour out your Spirit upon us and strengthen us in this fight, that we would follow you. Help us to do what is right, regardless of the cost, that by our actions we would bring honor and glory to your name. We pray that you would defend us then from all of the attacks of the evil one. Send your holy angels to watch over us and safely get us to heaven. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.